Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Hey, Jeremiah. How you doing? My name's Ernest. I received a letter from you with a reservation code.
Yeah, how you doing?
Get some good. How you doing? Just call and get some information on the type of loans that you do there.
Sure, absolutely. Let me get that 16-digit code so I can put it in here and see what we sent you.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, 2511 3401-0041-9313.
And the number 301-299-2875, is that a good number to call you back in case the call drops here?
No, 216.
Okay.
509-8832.
8832. Is that a sale?
Yeah, that's a sale. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Perfect. All right. Give me 1 second. Let me pull it up here.
Okay.
All right, pulling it up here, I have a WinChap Group.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. Are you 100% owner of the business?
No. No, I have another owner as well. Mm-hmm.
So are you guys 50-50?
It's like 60-40.
Okay. Are you, you're 60 or are you 40?
I'm 40.
Okay. And you said your name is Ernie?
Ernest, yeah.
Ernest, okay. Ernest.
Right. The other partner name, Ernest, as well.
Oh, okay. Ernest and Ernest. Right.
Two Ernest.
Okay. I have you here at 7625 Pinecrest Lane in Ohio?
Yeah, that's correct. Southern Ohio.
Perfect. All right, Ernest, why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for here, and I'll see if I can kind of point you in the right direction.
Actually, we're looking for some type of loan or line, whatever the max we could get, actually. And I don't know if yours is based off, you know, so many places is just based off of personal credit.
Yeah.
And business credit, so I don't know how exactly you do that. But
we actually take we look at multiple different factors. We look at personal credit, but ultimately, at the end of the day, this loan is going to be a business loan. So we do look at the business with a good amount. How long have you guys been in business for?
11 years.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah. Thanks.
And what are your sales like? What did you guys do in last year?
Like $400,000.
Okay.
And then what? About $400,000. That's construction services.
Okay. Is that what you guys do? You're a construction company?
Yeah. Construction services for residential.
Construction services, residential. Yeah. Okay, so like, can you expand on that a little bit? Like, what do you guys do in detail?
We renovate bank-owned properties, for one. Do renovations for out-of-town investors and for banks as well.
Bank-owned properties. Okay. What about this year? What are you guys on track to do?
Probably this year it looked like probably about $600,000.
Okay. Good. All right. So how much are you looking for? Just as much as possible?
Yeah, as much as possible. We're really looking for at least $100,000, but if it's got to be less, it could be less.
Okay.
Now,
you guys,
you've got a lot of lenders doing the merchant cash advances and the daily pay, so then we're not really interested in that. So that's why I was calling to see what type of loans you offer.
Yeah, definitely. Do you have any one of those merchant loans out right now?
No.
Okay. Have you taken one out before?
Yeah, in the past we have.
Okay, and who did you take it out with?
You know what? I don't remember. I don't have it right in front of me. That was last year sometime, year before.
Okay. Yeah. What didn't you like about it?
Not really interested in the daily page, man. It kind of takes away from your cash flow.
Yeah, it does. I understand that. Okay. We do have multiple different programs here. Do you guys take credit cards at all for the business? Or no, is it all paid?
Yeah, I take credit cards, but, you know, majority is just cash and checks. We do credit cards sometimes.
But it's not a significant amount of your business. Okay.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Not much. And have you, who's your local bank that you guys work with?
I've got a couple of banks, actually, Huntington and Citizens.
And have you gone to them to try to get a traditional bank loan?
No, we haven't yet. Actually, I did receive some mail from them recently, and I may check them out. I know they look for a higher credit score, personal.
No. What is your, that's really all they look at. they don't even care.
Exactly.
They don't even care
about
that.
Now, my partner's credit score is probably around 660, 650. Somewhere around.
Okay. And what about yours?
Mine's lower.
Okay.
So.
All right.
And you would only need from one, right? Or am I correct? Or both?
Well, it depends. It depends on which program. Some programs we have, we would only need one. The fact that he's 60%,
right,
which would be majority owner, which would definitely help out. And will probably depend on how low yours is. But sometimes we may need 100% ownership. And like I said, personal credit isn't all we look at. We look at multiple different factors. So the big question here, Ernest, is what are you going to be using the money for?
For work, cash flow and working capital expansion.
Okay. Now, when you say expansion, what do you mean by that? What are you, give me some
looking
details.
Looking to expand into a same type of market, but a different area where we are doing preservation services.
Okay. So it's you're going to start
property preservation.
Property preservation. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what is that? I'm not familiar with that.
That's basically just doing clean outs for foreclosure properties for banks.
Oh, okay.
Reserve the property. You do clean outs. You preserve the property by constructing anything that needs to be fixed at the particular time.
So with this money, that'll help your business be able to do that, or by getting a permit or something? Or how is this going
to
help you do that?
Able to do that? Because you really need to, you receive contracts, but you have to wait to get your funds reimbursed to you, so you front certain projects.
I see. Okay. Now that makes sense.
So you might have to front $50,000 and you get it back $100,000. So that's how that works.
I see. And when you say you have to front the $50,000, what you're fronting it for? The materials to do
for
the project.
For materials, for labor, for everything.
Okay. So you guys have a team of people as well. It's not just you and Ernest.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I want to get 100. So, what do you think? Have you guys talked about how this is going to help the business, like bring a return? Have you figured out a return on investment?
Double the return.
Yeah.
Double the
return.
We're doing $600,000 this year, for example. Next year, if this business is in place, we'll be well over $1 million.
Okay, next year be over $1 million. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's really good, actually.
But you have to, you need a good $50,000 to use back and forth.
Okay.
Right.
That's fair. Yeah, well, there's something we can definitely do to help you out here and as far as giving you some money. I don't know the exact amount. That's going to be based on, I'm going to need to see some paperwork from you. And so it's actually a really simple process. I'll send you an application. I'll have your partner fill out one and have you fill out one. I know you just let me know that yours isn't as great, so we'll probably use your partner's credit. But since we do need to gather 100% of the owners, so we will need both of you to fill it out. However, we'll choose the right one to put on the right program to get you the most money as possible. I'm also going to need to see some bank statements and then a most recent tax return. Did you guys file for 2015 already?
No, not yet. Actually, I'll be filing that this week, though.
Okay, all right. Can you do you have the extension for that?
Yes. Yeah.
You do? Okay. Well, what about 2014? Yeah. Did you guys file 2014?
Yes.
Yeah. Perfect. All right. So I'll need that, just a copy of that as well.
Okay.
So how soon are you looking to bring this money on to the business?
Next week, next couple of weeks, actually, if we could. I can get this information to you next week. Today, what, okay. Friday? Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Perfect. What's a good email?
You need 14 and 15, right?
Well, you don't have 15, so if you just send me the extension, that'll be fine. What I'm looking for on the tax return is your sales, kind of how long you've been a business, and the ownership breakdown, the K-1. Do you guys file the business as an LLC, a sole prop? How do you?
No, it's filed as a corporation.
Filed as a corporation, okay.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. All right, what's a good email, Ernest, for me to send you this application to?
Just like you spell the company, winchapgroup@yahoo.com.
winchapgroup@yahoo.com. Okay. Mm-hmm. And are you shopping around with other people, or are we the only ones you're working with right now?
No, you're the only one else right now.
Okay, good. We do what we're really focused on is building a relationship with our customers. I don't know how many times you've heard that, but we literally are only a business bank. You get in the foot in the door with us, you tend to grow from there. Get you more money, we get you better terms, better rates.
Mm-hmm.
All that comes into play once we understand, you know, that you guys pay the bills back to us on time and we build that relationship back and forth.
Okay.
All right, Ernest, so I'll tell you what, I'll send this email to you in about 5 minutes, and you said I'll probably have it next week?
Yeah, should be sometime later in the week. I got to get that. Get everything together for you.
I totally understand. Hey, you want to take down my direct number so that way you don't have to call a 1-800 number, and that way if you have any questions, you can call me directly.
Okay. Yeah, hold just 1 second.
Sure.
Okay, what's your number?
It's 858.
858-909-8867. 8867. Okay.
Okay?
Okay, appreciate it. What's your name?
Jeremiah. And if you have any questions, Ernest, just please feel free to give me a call. If you don't receive my email, within a couple hours, give me a call as well. Let me know.
Okay. All right.
All right. Yeah, absolutely, man. If you need anything, let me know.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ernest. Bye.